I'm Benjamin Hutchinson alongside Lance Cornelison. And joining us now for a post-game interview, head coach Andrea Artery. Coach, tough loss tonight, 45-39 in this one to Colby here on the road. Just your thoughts on this one.
Oh, yeah, it was really tough. I really think that, you know, we're coming off these three games from this last weekend, and the energy level's a little bit down. And then this was a slower tempoed game than what we played all of last week. Well, any of our games, it was a lot slower. That took us out of our element, out of our rhythm. But, you know, we talked about it in the locker room. We've got to play with our intensity and at our level every time we come out. So that was a little discouraging to learn that lesson, because I really felt like we were the better team and we just couldn't execute. Turnovers really hurt us. So, you know, we've taken better care of the ball in the other games. So that was kind of disappointing to see that. But again, those things are going to happen, and you have to take them and learn from them so that by the end of the season, when you want to be sharp, you're ready for that.
You guys had 10 turnovers in that first quarter, but you rebounded well and you were only down by 1 point after one quarter. Is that something you guys grew with last week, playing those taller teams, just working harder on the boards tonight?
Blocking out has been a big point of emphasis since the Cimarron game, because we did that so poorly against them, and that probably would have made a bigger difference in that game looking at the stats. So we have emphasized that a lot. It's a little bit harder to do out of a zone, but you know, Paige Jones was on fire getting rebounds tonight. She was offensively and defensively in position to get those rebounds. Nicole was not 100% tonight. She's not feeling very good. So Paige really stepped up to kind of take over for both of them and did a really good job early when we weren't able to score or turn the ball over so many times.
Yeah, I had Paige Jones with 8 points and 6 rebounds for her. And then Nicole Ruda with 12 points and 8 rebounds for her. Jared Kurleski dealt with foul trouble all night, only 5 points for her. That theoretically threw her out of her rhythm tonight, just getting
sure.
in foul trouble. Just
absolutely.
A couple of tough calls.
Yeah, a couple. It took her out of her rhythm. You know, she overcame some adversity last week when her shots weren't falling. And she really tried tonight, too. She's really getting mentally tough and playing well. But like Coach Finjohn told her, you know, the officials just had your number tonight, which made it tough on her. It made it tough on our team because we kind of go as she goes. And so, and it's not always that she's scoring. It's that she's getting us into our offense and setting things up for us to be productive. You know, defensively, she's top notch, so to have her sit on the bench with fouls at a critical time really hurt us.
Yeah, and Emma Cornelison off the bench, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and a couple of those buckets at crucial moments.
Yes.
How big is it to have somebody like her coming off the bench giving you a spark?
She's just a spark for our team. She's always looking to get to the basket. She's very, very coachable. Like, we tell them on the bench the things that we're seeing, and she executes that. So, yeah, it's wonderful to have a player like that come in off the bench who's aware of what's going on the court and being able to execute.
You know, you got Goodland coming up next week, and we got to go to their place.
Yeah.
How bad do you want to just beat the last AD in the head a little bit for this schedule? Just a little, not a lot. I mean, we don't want to go to jail for it.
No.
But.
No.
Okay. Well, you know.
We'll get them at home when it counts. I think the second game counts for the league record, so we'll get them at home when it really matters.
I got you. But, you know, it has been a buzzsaw of a record or a schedule.
Yeah.
You know, starting off, I mean, we're going to play 6 games before Christmas. I mean, what's that mean right now? I mean, as far as, you know, 4 games in 5 days. And, I mean,
yes.
So going forward after 2, so what can we expect there?
Well, yeah, you're right. There's no time for any correction or adjustments. And when you've got a young team like we have who's, you know, making some mistakes that we'd really like to address in a controlled setting, it's really difficult. And then yesterday we had to practice at 6 a.m. because we had middle school games. So there wasn't a lot of time to correct anything there either. So I'm looking forward to getting back in the gym on Wednesday and Thursday and breaking things down, getting up some more shots and getting ready to play Goodland and having some time to scout their film and be ready to know what they do. You know, we had to turn around so quickly even on Colby to get ready. It was just, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy time of year. Well, Coach, you know, tough loss, didn't come out on the bottom end of it, but you guys played well.
Thank
you for coming up here, and good luck Friday.
Thank you.
We're going to take a one-minute timeout. This is Longhorn Basketball on 1030 AM KBOB.